We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
We ain't never believe in the police. They was shooting us. Yeah. They caught us the projects, they put us in projects. What they gon' do with us, can't call the cops yet. You might just pop that, cause they the one shooting at some of my mom's steps. It's like a bomb threat, the violence pursuing us. I ain't me God yet, cause I'm on a block where it's just me and Lucifer, look what they do to us. They know we in poverty. When I went to court, the judge said, make you a menace society. He said, you give me a chance, your honor. Why would you lie to me? 16 more years of probation, you know you gon' get some more time on me. Whole hood going crazy. Babies having babies. She was 14, acting like she 80. Got pregnant by a nigga that was locked up in them cages. And the story goes on. If you make it, you amazing. What up?
Bam! We live, all the way live. That kind of scared Dex. He wasn't expecting all that gunshots. I had to do that for Blicky with the Sticky 6ix9ine, who's currently incarcerated. We'll talk about that. Dwight Howard, who might need to be incarcerated after what we heard he did. Well, not necessarily him, but what he tried to allow to happen, put it that way. Kevin Hart, Young Miami, Bernie Sanders alert. And today is Giving Tuesday, and we will celebrate that along with all of you. Thanks for tuning in. BroTalkLive.com, the best show on the internet, or you buy us. Bro Talk, always on the market, your man Jason, kicking it in the leader seat as usual. I'm going to pass it to another leader on the show. What's up, Dex?
Dexter Stucky here, super excited to be here. So today is Giving Tuesday, and like we're all products of Link University, and I'm like super excited because like I've never participated in Giving Tuesday before, and today I did, and like the campaign was super successful. Like I'm very excited for Link University. I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of everyone who like came together, posted, donated, and everything for Giving Tuesday.
Do you know how much Lincoln made?
The last time I checked, it was over $70,000. Wow. And the goal was 25, yeah.
Wow. Well, let's hopefully they can use that money in a very good way. You know, it's about two scholarships. So, you know, saying hopefully they can use it for a little bit more than that and get some upgrades. But the campus looks good. So hopefully they can continue on the path that they're on. Bill, what up?
What's going on?
How are you? No stories.
I'm great. I actually saw that. It's interesting because I don't usually like do Giving Tuesday or whatever. And
I've never heard of it before.
It was on Dex's story. And so I donated my little dollar or two or 10 or 20. but it's decent because the goal was, like Dex said, $25,000. They raised like over $70,000. So that's dope.
And would you give a dollar?
Not game 10.
You was giving like you do in church when it's not really a church, and then you pass around a plate. You just slip them a little dollar in the plate,
folded up, and like so they don't know what you give.
That's so nasty.
And look, every little bit counts. Every bit helps. And currently, it's almost at $75,000. So that's basically double the amount they were asking.
Well, look, they got 64 out of all what's already. Sounds good.
You know what I'm saying? Ty, congrats to Ty. He had his daughter. So shout out to him. He's at home recovering. That's why he is not joining us on tonight. Does anyone have a problem with that?
I do, actually. You know, the other day in the group text, I text Ty congratulations. He did not respond to it. Like, he didn't acknowledge it. And then he said something else that was like frivolous. Like, and then I emphasized the fact that I said congratulations. He still hasn't acknowledged it. Like, I would never say it again. And I didn't buy him a baby shower gift, and I'm not buying one now.
No.
That was nasty. That was pent up. Right.
Very nasty.
Nasty. No,
nastiness. That was legit going to be my seat, but like something else happened. So I have something else to get out. So
you moved him off of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Well, shout out to Ty. He is doing well with baby and the mother. Nicole, do you guys have like Christmas shopping to do? Did you guys start Christmas shopping yet?
Dude, I did.
Dex, you went Christmas shopping already?
I start Christmas shopping on Black Friday, and then I like legit go until December 24th.
Like it's absurd.
There's so many people I had to get gifts for though, like friends and stuff like that. Like so, I make my list out, and then I like buy a bunch of stuff, And then I take people off the list when my money starts running out.
Making a list and checking it twice.
Literally checking it twice. Did you like my last Instagram post? No, you don't get it. You don't get it.
You don't get a gift.
Ooh, that's nasty. That's nasty. Sorry, I'm stalling because my keynote presentation, which has all the stuff for the show, is currently on lockdown. So we're going to get that up and going pretty soon. Dex, you have something else to say?
I just had no idea you were stalling. I really didn't even know that. That means I talk too much, clearly.
Talk an awful lot. All right, moving on. You
pay your girlfriend at King of Prussia Mall to visit?
I will not go to that Macy's King of Prussia Mall and get bleaching cream. I'm good. I can go to Black China for that.
All right, first story. Is Tekashi 6ix9ine getting a raw deal? No pun going on there.
A raw deal because he's in jail.
No pun intended. We're not touching that. But just the term, a raw deal. If you haven't heard, one of our favorite rappers, one of the greatest rappers of 2018, legendary Billboard hitmaker Tekashi 6ix9ine, was arrested on November 18th, right before Thanksgiving, and has then been denied bail since he got into jail. He's facing 6 counts, the most serious of which is discharging a firearm while committing a crime. That count carries a possible life sentence and a mandatory minimum, which are awful, of 25 years in prison. So that's, if he gets convicted of that, at least 25 years, he's gone. He will remain in custody until September of 2019. So we will not really, I guess he'll be on the Bobby Shmurda treatment. His attorney proposed a release if he paid the court $750,000 straight cash, homie, surrendered his passport and remained on house arrest, suggesting that he wouldn't be a flight risk, but that request was shot down by the judge. His ex-manager, Shoddy, is also facing the exact same 6 counts. Prosecutors, what was you saying?
Look at them eyebrows.
You don't like them eyebrows? Dex, I actually wanted to make you, or ask you, not make you, I wanted to ask you if you would wear your Tekashi 6ix9ine garb for this show. But
like I told you guys on the show, like I'll never wear like a prosthetic wig or whatever again. Like that was the most uncomfortable thing. And it's crazy because like you guys know my hair is thinning, so I really contemplated wearing one of those like man units with the, not like a toupee, but the ones where you can get like waves and stuff. Like I was gonna get one, but it's too much work. I can't do it.
You can't wear no prosthesis?
Nah, I can't do it.
The prosecutors say that back in April, Tekashi waited in a car outside in New York and recorded while his manager and other people robbed some of Tekashi's rivals. And they also subdued an AR-15 from Tekashi 6ix9ine's possession, which apparently he had. There's also another incident where, you know, multiple shots were fired. And there was an incident where Tekashi allegedly ordered a hit on a rival. And that video is actually going around on TMZ as we speak. Once they took him to jail, some people were kind of pissed in the jails because they emptied all of the jails of all the gang members and put them in a different space. So the dormitory was cleared out and the only ones that were let back in were those who were not affiliated with the gang. 6ix9ine was then placed in the dorm with 11 other inmates who were described as docile. Categorization. One inmate near 6ix9ine's dorm reportedly clowned him by singing a song about a child predator. And we all know Tekashi 6ix9ine has been convicted of a child sex crime and placed on 4 years probation for that crime. So he's going to have to deal with that once he gets, you know, his little stint in prison. Prosecutors also say that they have tapes. Someone made a recording of conversations that they were having with 6ix9ine. Tekashi's attorney admits that he's heard it and says it's a serious development, saying that there's cause for concern. In court, the prosecutors boasted that the recordings could send Tekashi to prison for life. But the attorney saying that he is innocent and that he was never part of the enterprise, and they support the conclusion that he is innocent. Some rappers coming to his Tekashi 6ix9ine's defense, including Nicki Minaj and The Game. This is what The Game had to say. This is sad. This kid ain't even about that life, but the pigs will make it look like he was John Gotti on paper and try to make an example out of him. I encourage all new and young artists to just focus on your music, family, and your money. Trying to be gangster for fickle fans ain't the way. Guys, is Tekashi 6ix9ine getting a raw deal? Do you feel like he deserves to have 25 years to life in prison just for acting a damn fool? What you think, Bill?
It's interesting because I don't think like it's really sad because like all of these young rappers out here are like literally wilding for you don't have to live that kind of life. But again, the prison system and the penal system is so messed up that they're going to throw this young minority behind bars. They're going to lock away the key. They're going to throw the book at them. It's going to be nothing anybody can do. Like, it's sad. It's just a sad situation.
There were people, though, when he was acting a fool, that were saying he needs to chill out. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's doing too much. He's out here acting a damn fool. He's dancing around with security around him, acting like he's untouchable. When they get him, do you think they're going to try to make an example out of him?
Oh, they are, because the job of the penal system is deterrence. So they want to deter the next person from acting a fool like that. I'm not saying that his actions don't have consequences. Everybody's actions has consequences. And he certainly absolutely deserves to have some sort of consequence. But I mean, 25 to life?
Dex, did you see that video about the hit that was ordered on him? What do you think about
it? Like when I was watching the video of the hit, because the first time I saw this, I was like, oh, is this like a joke? Like, he's not like, I was like, how the game is. Like, he's not about that life. Like, the guy's like, he trolls, he has fun, like, whatever. He takes it too far, but like, I didn't think that he was like serious about this stuff. But like, some of the allegations that I've heard, I'm like, wow, like, I mean, okay. Like, you know, like he'll be in there for a while. Like, I get it. And I do think he'll be one of those things where. I do think it's one of those things where like they are going to keep him in there to teach him a lesson, but also to send a message to other people, because while like people can be like, oh, he's not about that life, there are a lot of people who are. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to a prison, actually, minorities, basically. But it was a prison for kids who are under the age of 18. And like
juvenile. Juvenile.
Yeah, well, it's considered a juvenile one, but it's not really, though, only because these kids are only in that detention because they're going to go directly to general population as right. soon as they turn 18. Like, they don't have a shot of getting out. So, but it is juvenile because the kids are juveniles. But, like, when I was in there and I was – some of the people would tell you what they did, but also if you were, like, you watch the news, like, you know already. Like you've seen these guys' pictures before, you've read the newspapers, and when I go there, I meet them and I sit with them, and it's just like – like, this is insane. And like a lot of the stuff that Tekashi was doing is some of the exact same stuff these kids were doing, maybe on a smaller scale, but they are out here doing it. And I think that the justice system has to do something to show these kids, like, look, we are not playing with you. And I know we talk all the time about how minorities get a raw deal, but like a lot of times, like, we are doing some crazy stuff and it catches up with us. And when it does, it's not pretty.
Not pretty at all. Do you think that, I mean, he's definitely going to be in jail until September of 2019. Do you think he'll be let out in time to resume his career? Or do you think it'll be one of those things where, you know, say he's just going to fade? I mean, he wasn't really around for his talent. He was only really on our radars because he was doing crazy stuff. So now that that's going to be gone, you think he'll be able to survive?
I think because, you know, like Dummy Boy's getting ready to come out. That's his album. Like, it was leaked a couple
also times. The name of this episode.
It was leaked, but it is coming out. So I think that'll prolong it a little bit. Like, that'll prolong his relevancy. And then, like, I'm sure he has some videos and stuff like that he has that'll come out that'll keep it going. I mean, I don't think that if he's in there for 25 years, then no. Like, it's you're not Tupac. It's not going to happen for you. But if he's in there, like, in and out, I think that it could. And maybe he'll come out and do, like, a redemption tour and change his life around. I mean, because think about it. Like, he went
for life or jail reform like Meek Mill?
I don't know. Like, I feel like we could get behind Meek's case. We're not going to get behind Tekashi's case.
Man, definitely. All right, moving on. Someone's giving feedback. Bill, I think that's you. Try to just cut out and cut back in. Drop out and come back in. We'll love you. Don't worry about it. Should Dwight Howard be released? Dwight Howard, the basketball player, yes. He was rumored or alleged to be in a relationship with this young man. And he decided to put Dwight Howard on blast. I'm not misgendering this person. He has come out and said that he is a man. So that's what I will call him. His name is Masson. I'm not going to try to pronounce that last name. It's a little too rich for my taste. But this is basically what he said on Twitter. So this is how the conversation went. Typical guy lying. He basically went on and said that he had a relationship with Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard was just going to sex parties, and he called him Magic Johnson 2.0 with amnesia because he didn't admit to anything. But he was warning Dwight that, you know, you can't be going around here because the diseases are out there and you can definitely get burnt, literally. So this is what he had to say. My relationship with Dwight pretty much was over my eyes, especially after he threatened to beat the shit out of me. Of course, I'm mouthy and threatened him back and said harsh things. Calvin, who is Dwight Howard's pastor, works for Dwight. And Calvin began to get irate, disrespectful, and homophobic as I continued to deny his hush money because they wanted him to sign a non-disclosure agreement. He tried to insult my intelligence, telling me Dwight doesn't know me and, quote, I never spoke to Dwight, despite me meeting him. Mason also decided to post a video of all of this with the alleged person on the phone as being Dwight Howard. Can't really tell because there's no picture. But this is what he also had to say. Calvin and Dwight's camp began to tell me things like, we know where you're at. We're watching you. We saw what building you came of. And even went as deep to telling me you're going to find a new residence. So at this point, I'm afraid for my life. I'm panicking. I'm having anxiety attacks because I was bullied by Dwight Howard's team. And Dwight Howard stood there and allowed his team to harass me. And I became a F word in a wig when Dwight Howard is a 6'11 bottom. I want you guys to know I have already contacted police, but if anything shall happen to me, this is the truth. Here's my proof, and I don't want you guys to ever stop fighting for me and what is right. Dwight Howard is heartless and has the power to stop all this, but he won't. They also said, this morning I woke up to a text saying you're a dead man walking and you're playing with fire. I have no idea who sent it, but I found out from a reliable source, Calvin is allegedly a bad person and a hypocrite. They said all that on Twitter. Then they also released a statement saying, I've had every gay slur said to me by Dwight Howard's pastor, Calvin Simmons, because I did not want to sign an NDA regarding Dwight. I did not take hush money because I was afraid they would try to say I extorted Dwight. I just want the situation to go away. But the threats his team and his pastor made frighten me, where I am still afraid. Dwight Howard has done nothing to tell his team to tell his team and the people he works with to leave me alone. That is my story. BET is reporting that Dwight Howard has missed several games. Also, ESPN has confirmed this, and they're saying it's a nagging butt injury. Which, look, it's been happening since October. He's had this injury with his buttocks muscle. What they said it back originally, but it's been confirmed that it's his butt. Dwight Howard's back soreness turned out to be a butt injury. You can't make this up. Also, someone else said finding out Dwight Howard out with a butt injury after he was just said to be a 6'11 bottom is ... So guys, do you think Dwight Howard had some responsibility in this, even though he's not the one who quote unquote ordered the hit? Do you think something should happen with him regarding this case?
I guess I'll start. Here's the thing. I'm going to preface this by saying this. I'm not on anybody's side. My views are solely my views right now. They don't represent the show. They don't represent anybody. Hell, they don't even represent me right now. Okay. But what I'm saying is, if you were in a relationship, allegedly, with this man, allegedly, what was your whole point in exposing him, allegedly? And if this is him, why would you record the phone conversation? Why would you, like, hold on? Like, why would you do that kind of stuff? Like, if y'all were supposed to be in a allegedly, what do you gain from doing this? Like, what was your purpose? Like, your purpose all along had to be to expose him. Like, there would be no reason you're recording these phone conversations. I'm not saying Dwight Howard is innocent. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying, I don't know. That ain't my business, ain't my story to tell. But what I'm saying is, what was your end goal? Like, was your whole goal to, like, get this little 15 minutes, maybe a blue check, write you a little book, and live life? Like, what's your point?
It's funny you say that, because he actually does have a book coming out.
There we go.
He does have a book coming out. He originally said that the reason he exposed Dwight was because Dwight was out here cheating and doing all kinds of crazy stuff with people without protection. So that's why. Dex, you got an opinion on this?
Yeah, I do. Like, so I fell down a rabbit hole, no pun intended, with this story. over the weekend. Like, I saw it and I just started reading about it and I started reading the comments and other people's like opinions and thoughts.
The comments were nasty. Like, you can't. Like,
very nasty. Yeah, and it's weird. And it's weird because, like, I consider myself a pretty progressive person. And, like, I just, for me, like, as far as the white goes, like, allegedly, whatever, I don't really care who you have sex with. I really don't care who any of y'all have sex with.
Yeah. That's,
as long as it's not. As long as it's not my woman, a child, or an animal, then we're good. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, you do, you have fun with and knock yourself out. But I do think, though, that, like, as minorities, that, like, there is a level of responsibility that I think we kind of owe each other. And I think the transgender community, they're a minority community. And, like, even with this, the young man who, like, exposed Dwight Howard, like, he posted a picture of a transgender and he said this is a transgender prostitute that Dwight Howard was sleeping with. And then it turned out that the guy allegedly, or the transgender, I'm sorry, allegedly was hosting orgy parties that Dwight would allegedly go to. And it's just like that irresponsibility to signal this person out and say that they're a prostitute. Like, that's a really big issue within the trans community. And like, the more I read about it, the more I read about like transgenders and like what they go through and what they deal with. And it's like, we're not making it easier for them. Like, even the jokes about Dwight Howard, I get it. Like, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've chuckled at some of them. But then if you really look at it, though, see, this is really some people's lives. Like, people are really living life like this. And I just feel like we got to be a little bit more sensitive. We really do. One thing, though, that I did find a little odd is that Dwight disabled all his comments on social media. To me, like, that's like, I get it. Like, you might not want to, people to be commenting under your post and everything. But at the same time, like, you could release a statement or something like that, or just like go on living your life. But to go through the trouble of going back through all your photos and turning off the comments, to me, that's a little suspicious.
He probably had an intern do it.
Regardless, though, but I mean, like, the fact that it's done, to me, kind of like, yeah, that's a little weird to me.
A lot of people are more upset about the fact that the hit potentially was ordered, or, you know, a call was made to harm somebody because of this. That's kind of where I got hung up on. I was like, the most intriguing part of the story wasn't necessarily the salaciousness of a transgender relationship with Dwight Howard. It was more so the fact that his pastor is the one who this person is alleging ordered a hit out. Like, that to me is crazy. Like, and I'm not saying I'm surprised, because I remember when, remember Royce on, what was that show, Basketball Wives? She was Dwight Howard's baby's mother. And she said that she started talking about him for the first couple of episodes. And then after that, she was like, I can't say another word because he made me sign a NDA. And I remember Dwight Howard saying that, yeah, I made her sign an NDA. She can't talk anything. She talks anything. She belongs to me, basically.
So I was like, in the same situation then, in this situation then. And I know that he said that they told him to sign one after the fact. But if you're Dwight Howard and you're making your baby mom sign one, why would you not make this guy sign one that you're having?
Right. And so that part I definitely believe. So like, I believe that he made this person sign an NDA because
it's said they didn't sign it. Well,
they didn't sign it, but I believe he tried to make them do that. And that's why
I feel like, for me, like, that's one of the things where this could not be true. Like, this could be like made up, because I'm just saying, like, if this is a relationship that I don't want to be public, why would I not right off the bat just make you sign one of these?
I mean, but which is interesting is that they also had video, like this, I can't remember what is this person's name? Mason. This Mason person posted video, live video of their Instagram feed and went into the DMs, and it was Dwight Howard. It had a check mark next to the name. It was his profile. He clicked on the profile. And like, there's something there. So there's a relationship there. It's just, I'm not sure how far it goes and all that other stuff.
Those DMs could have been from anybody. Like, I don't know. Like,
they clicked through on video, like went to the Instagram app, went to Dwight Howard's page, went to their messages, clicked.
The sorcery is out.
Check marks.
Like, you could source some stuff. Like, it's out there. Like, I'm going to need somebody to verify a sex tape. And then I believe it.
That's who's going to send that sex tape to you to verify.
I said I need somebody else to verify it.
You need first-hand report.
I don't watch porn. Sorry.
Hey, yeah. Which would you, speaking of porn, which would you rather see? What a question, right? Which would you rather see? So I'm going to give you a couple of options here. And the first option is regarding, do you guys remember Mel B? Do you know who that is?
Yes, we do.
From the Spice Girls. She was Scary Spice, correct?
You try to pretend like you don't know this stuff. Like Jason, you know this stuff. It's okay. We're not going to question your manhood for knowing who the Spice Girls are and knowing what Basketball Wives are. You know this stuff. Stop it.
Why you say I know this? I just studied a little bit.
Pretending like you don't know.
You pretend like you don't know. We know you had them Spice Girl lollipops, Jason. Cut it out. Cut it out.
I too had a Spice Girl lollipop a time or two.
McNasty. All right. But yeah, so Sporty Spice decided to talk about Scary Spice. See, I got it wrong. See, I'm not that
purposely, but okay.
What'd you say?
Wait, you got it wrong purposely, but okay.
That's the one that was married to Eddie Murphy, right?
Eddie Murphy. She has an 11-year-old daughter named Angel with Eddie Murphy as well.
Not her whole biography. This is what she had to say about her prior relationship with her ex-husband, Stephen Belafonte, not related to Harry Belafonte. Check out what she had to say.
And the bit when you talk about removing the scar, because lots of people have laser removal, but you can still see a faint outline. Yeah. You had it surgically cut out. You had that bit of skin removed.
But it sounds horrific when you say it like that. But what I went through was so horrific. And this one particular tattoo that my ex had forced me to have was Stefan Till Death Do Us Part. I own my heart. And I just thought, I can't go through the pain of getting it lasered off, because laser is actually more painful than getting the tattoo off. And it takes about 4 or 5 times to get it lasered.
Yeah.
So I convinced a good friend of mine, a doctor, I said, can you just cut it off my body? It's like I wanted him removed from my body.
We should point out you were already under anesthetic, having something else done, right?
Yeah, so. I was. So he just did a cut of just his name, and I've saved it in a jar, which sounds a bit strange. I know.
Where do you keep it?
Oh, at the top of my wardrobe. Well, nobody can see it, but I know it's there and it's off my body. So it makes me feel so much better.
So that is the first story. Would you rather watch that or take a look-see at that? Or would you rather take a look-see at this? Remember Diamond and Silk, the Trump supporters? They have been awarded a program on Fox News. Look at Dex's face.
Oh, you wait till next week. Let me order my MAGA hat now. I'm done with this.
You done with the good guys? You done with the good guys?
I'm done with it. I'm done with it. And then I heard a rumor that Bernie Sanders is running. I'm voting for
Trump. We're going to get to it. Don't you worry. They have been awarded a new show on the Fox streaming service. Fox has said that they are very proud of the audience that Diamond and Silk have been able to garner over the past few years. They're excited to have them as part of their streaming service. Now, the streaming service is under a pay window of $5.99. So if you do want to see Diamond and Silk, you're going to have to penny up about $6 a month to do so. So what would you rather see? The tattoo that Mel B had removed from her body, or an episode of the Diamond and Silk show on Fox News?
That's hard. Because though I think looking at somebody's skin getting removed is disgusting. I remember this girl that we all know got her tattoo removed and it looked disgusting. And I just don't want to see that. So I think that's a bit much. And I would probably just go right with the two women with the Fox News show. But I'm not paying $5 to watch Fox News. So
not doing it.
Nah, we'll probably do the tattoo.
We might could do the tattoo.
Yeah, we'll probably do that.
Bill, what you thinking?
I'm thinking about closing my eyes for all of eternity and not seeing either one.
Well, I don't think that's an option. I really don't think that's an option.
I feel like Diamond and Silk would be much more entertaining than watching Mel B getting skin taken off her body. Like, no, thank you. And if it's going to be anything like, never mind. I'm going to go ahead and give Thomas and not. But wait, I don't want to get them coons no money. I'm going to watch that tattoo for free.
Next topic. Is selling flat tummy tea akin to buying bleach cream? We talked about the bleach cream earlier that Bill was going to buy from Macy's and King of Prussia Mall.
Bill was not going to buy it. Dex was going to buy it. And we were in Bloomingdale's.
Oh, okay. I think, is Dex still here? I think he maybe passed out or something.
Dex didn't pay his bill because he spent the money on bleaching cream. So there we are.
But we're still going to get into this story. We all know that Black China, we told y'all last week that she was going to Nigeria to sell this this bleach cream. But someone else who sells some stuff this week is Cardi B. She got busted selling flat tummy tea. This girl, Jamila Jamil, said on Twitter They got Cardi B on the laxative nonsense detox tea. God, I hope all these celebrities all shit in their pants in public, the way the poor women who buy this nonsense upon their recommendation do. Not that they actually take this. They just flog it because they need more money. Previously reported, Black China was in Nigeria and she got into it with some of the locals there and got into a fight, as only Black China seems to do. Where she was pushing and shoving outside of a car. This girl, I guess, she tried to get out the car and the girl wanted to push her back in the car and tell her to go back to America. It was quite the scene. So guys, is selling flat tummy tea akin to selling bleach cream? Do you think both deserve, you know, some type of repercussions from misleading the public?
How does flat tummy tea work? Like, what's happening?
It's a laxative. So it's kind of like just...
It's a laxative?
Yeah, that's what the girl said.
Girl, go to the store and buy a laxative. Like, I don't see what the problem is.
If you
don't want the bleaching cream, don't buy the bleaching cream.
If you're on Instagram and you see Nene Leakes, big as she is, if you see her, no shade, what I'm just saying, but if you see her pushing flat tummy tea and you think that that's something that you want to try because of that endorsement, then you go for it. Because it ain't working for everybody. I'm just saying.
It ain't for everybody?
I mean, the thing is, the crazy part about flat tummy tea, although it's not for everybody, it's literally for everybody. Only thing you have to do is have a verified check and you can push flat tummy tea. So if everybody can get it and everybody's pushing it, you probably should take it.
Do you think it's dangerous for people to kind of like just follow what celebrities say? And do you think celebrities have some type of responsibility?
Obviously, yeah. They have some sort of responsibility because they're the ones peddling this crap. I mean, but if you were just going to let a celebrity tell you every single thing to do.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to tell you my Cash App real quick, and I'm trying to get this jet. So let me see something.
I would say no. I don't think there's really much of a responsibility a person has for endorsing a product, only because just because I use the product, like I don't know what the reactions or actions are going to be for you. It's up to you to figure that out for yourself. So you should probably talk to your doctor or your physician before you start taking certain things. Like me, like I had to do before I did it.
Before you did what?
I'm just like, if I'm the celebrity or whatever, like if I'm pushing a product, like.
Yeah, okay. I had to take
precautions before.
Gotcha. Just if you're a celebrity though, right?
Well, I mean, we're close.
Not saying that you actually are. All right. Retake. Last week, we spoke about Bernie Sanders and some of the other, not necessarily Bernie Sanders, talked about Hillary Clinton. It was actually a couple of weeks ago. Talked about Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden potentially running for the Democratic seat in the next election. And we kind of had a back and forth about it. And I'm going to see if you guys want to do it like a little retake of your opinion, or if you guys want to keep that same energy going forward into election season. So this is what was said originally.
Like, Hillary Clinton can't beat Donald Trump. This is not happening. So I don't know why she thinks she can do it after. Why did she ever beat anyone? She wasn't able to beat Obama. She didn't beat Trump. Like, what is she bad for?
She beat Bernie.
She did beat Biden.
She stole from Bernie.
And he's going to run again, too.
No, I don't want him either. I don't want any of these old farts.
We did not know Bernie was running at the time, but turns out that guess what? Bernie Sanders will be running, according to him, if he is the best candidate to beat Trump. He said, quote, "I'm not one of those sons of multimillionaires whose parents told them they were going to become president of the United States. I don't wake up in the morning with any burning desire that I have to be president. But if there's someone else who appears that can, for whatever reason, do a better job than me, I'll work my ass off to elect him or her. If it turns out that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump, then I will probably run." Guys, do you retake your take, and do you now want Bernie to run if he can beat Trump? He believes.
Make America great again, 2020.
No.
Like, I'm not voting for any. Oh, my God. Like, I'm not voting for y'all. I'm not doing it. Like, I'm just not doing it. I'm not voting for y'all. I'm not doing it.
It's not necessarily about not voting for them. It's just that, like, I just can't put my trust into you people.
Cannot
you people,
because like it's happened before, like people do on the outside, we do what we have to do. Y'all just don't necessarily do what y'all have to do. So like, let's just not do it again. That's, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, let's just leave it alone.
Let's just leave it alone.
Yeah. I think with Bernie, like, he should definitely be a consultant. Like, he should sit on the sidelines and, like, whoever's up there, like, you should really rally behind them. Go to their rallies, like, really support and get behind the next person, like the next Democratic nominee. You really should do that. Strengthen the party, help the party out, make the party good. Like, that's what Bernie Sanders should be doing. And then Hillary Clinton should be, like, just, you know, wrapping Christmas gifts and getting ready for the holidays. And, like, let's just move on.
Because she's just a skittle away from being in jail. So she better not throw no hat into the ring. I'm gonna be out there with a red MAGA hat on hollering, lock her up.
All right, time for the next segment called Racist. Racist. Kevin Hart. I'm sorry, we're not going to do the Kevin Hart one yet. We're going to do the story about Dolce & Gabbana. This is for Bill because I know he likes fashion. Dolce is apparently under criticism for airing this ad.
He is Hong Kong HR. Welcome to Dolce and Gabbana. 奇怪吃饭第二集.
So basically what happens in this ad is that Dolce & Gabbana suggests that the woman cannot eat with chopsticks. This Italian cannoli, Dolce & Gabbana is an Italian fashion brand. So they're saying that this woman will not figure out how to eat the cannoli because all she knows how to eat with is chopsticks. People were pissed. They say, in a bid to further appeal to luxury's convertible Chinese consumers, Dolce released some hell of offensive instructional videos on the usage of chopsticks, pandering at its finest, but taken up a notch by their painting of a target demographic as a tired and false stereotype of people lacking refinement, culture to understand how to eat foreign foods, and an over-and-top embellishment of cliche ambient music, comical pronunciations of foreign names and words, and Chinese subtitles, which begs the question, who is this video actually for? They were offended. They're pissed. People are throwing away all types of Dolce & Gabbana merchandise in the trash. And Dolce actually had to cancel their fashion show that they were going to have in China, which is the reason that they made this ad in the first place. But some DMs also came out from Stefano Gabbana, Stefano Gabbana, who said this, and from now on in all the interviews that I will do internationally, they will say that the country of shit is China. You are all so quiet that we live very well without you. China ignorant, dirty smelling mafia. Ha ha ha. You think I'm afraid about your post? Ha ha ha. So he sent this to someone who criticized him on Twitter about the ad. They then released the following apology, saying, over the past few days, we thought very much with great regret over to what has happened to us and what we have done to your country. And we apologize very much. Our families have always taught us to respect the cultures of the world, and for this we want to apologize if we made mistakes interpreting your culture. Guys, do you think Dolce & Gabbana should be canceled after offending the Chinese community, our Chinese brothers and sisters? What you think?
What I'm going to you go, Dex.
I think that this was very racist, and I really think that Dolce & Gabbana should have been canceled after they released that the one fragrance, the one in the brown box. It smells like shit. It is like the nastiest thing that I've ever purchased in my life. They have two. There's the one sport, which I loved, and then there was this new one that was just like, ugh. So they've been canceled for me.
Did we talk about Dolce & Gabbana like 3 or 4 years ago for doing something else that was offensive? I can't remember what it was, but I feel like I've seen these guys try to make a statement to save their ass before. Like, I can't remember if it was them or not and what they did, but it was something else that was offensive. Bill, do you even wear Dolce & Gabbana?
No, I don't think anybody wears Dolce & Gabbana. It's 2018. That's number one.
They got those old sunglasses, like the ones a D and ones a G.
Hey.
Everybody wears Gucci now.
Gucci gang. Listen, Dolce & Gabbana can have a seat. Nobody's thinking about them. And that's that.
Are they like on the same level as like Ashley Stewart? And like
that's what I was going to say.
No, they're not on the same level as Ashley Stewart.
Here's what I was going to say. I'm not out here. I don't even care whether or not it's racist to them because we're the Chinese people sticking up for us.
Come on,
we still got to speak out themselves. Next,
we still have an obligation.
No, we don't.
We're going to speak out. We're going to speak out for another community.
No, we're the other community speaking out for us. We always speaking out for other communities and for us. The hell with them. They need to speak out for us. We speaking out for us. That's it. Next,
he's going
up. Let them figure it out. They can go up behind a great wall and figure it out themselves.
Come on. Kevin Hart's wife and Kevin Hart are under criticism after throwing their one-year-old son a cowboy and Indians party. They put the following post up. Zoe's cowboy and Indians party was nothing but amazing. Thanks to everyone for coming. We love you guys. And they posted, of course, pictures of people in all types of probably offensive Native American garb. It was offensive to this one person, Salamani Hood on Twitter. Throwing a cowboys and Indians party on Thanksgiving celebrates genocide, white supremacy, and slavery. Are those things you, Kevin Hart, and Aniko represent and are teaching your child? Would it be okay to throw a master and slave birthday party? Nope. Hashtag Native Twitter. Go off Native Twitter. Latina Native 666 said, thought it was okay to throw a Cowboys and Indians party. This is offensive and just gross. The amount of people defending this saddens me. Hashtag Native Twitter. Was Kevin and Aniko being racist by throwing a cowboy and Indians themed birthday party for their one-year-old?
Is one of them Native American? Do they have Native blood? Like, what's...
We all got a little bit, you know, like...
Okay, so everybody shut up. Next.
No, you know, it's weird. It's weird for me. When I first saw this, I didn't really think much of it. And then, which I think speaks to my ignorance, but then when I saw like the user clap back at them, there were two things I thought about that. One, I was a little offended by you saying like the slave, whatever. Like, to me, like, you don't fight fire.
Master slave party?
Yeah, like, that's not okay. Like, I think that kind of offended me. But also, I think that, and I could be wrong here, and it's okay for you guys to tell me that I'm stupid here, but I genuinely don't think that Black people ever mean to offend. I don't think we know a lot of times that when we're being offensive. Like when I read this or whatever, when I saw this, I didn't think anything of it. But then when I read it, like what the person was saying, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, that's offensive. Like, they shouldn't have done that. But I don't think Kevin or his wife like meant to do it. Cause to be honest with you, they didn't have to post the picture. I think they posted it because they thought it was no big deal or whatever. And I think that they've been enlightened, and I think they need to come out and just like acknowledge it and move on. But then again, we still watch the Redskins play every week, and you know,
they played the Cowboys last week. So what y'all say?
That's
Cowboys and Indians. The funny thing is that Kevin Hart was not dressed. I feel like Kevin knew that this was going to be some shit, and he was like, y'all not getting me. Y'all can go ahead, if y'all want to dress up like Cowboys and Indians, feel free. My ass is standing over here black and fitted in a hoodie. So I think he kind of knew what was going to happen.
Can I mention one thing about this historically with all this slavery? And three out of every five cowboys in those days were black people. So do some research for y'all. Just start spewing crap out.
All right. Time for Q&A. Who wants to host this one?
Oh, no, it's too much reading.
I guess I will.
All right, Q&A. These are the times where we decide to answer your questions.
Y'all bring us your sorry lives and we try to work it out.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. I am absolutely joking. This is one of my favorite sections of the show because we get to know what's going on in your all lives and we get to try to sort them out amongst ourselves. We thank you for your support and your time.
Topic number one, we have self-care can only get one so far. Wonder what that's about. Topic number two, tired of therapists. Topic number three, exhibitionists next door. And topic number four, was that a threat? ? So which two are we going with today?
I want to try, what's good? Is number four good?
Can we try tired of therapists?
Number four is good. Tired of therapists. I mean, it's good. I don't know if you guys can answer it, but it's good. All right, topic three is pretty good too.
Right, let's do three and four then.
All right. Let's do four first. I don't know why I clicked it like it was going to go there like a dummy. Topic number four.
I have an issue with my manager. He likes to micromanage and is all about authority. I know he plays the game and is nice when he has to be and manipulates situations when he wants to.
He hates him.
He
hates him.
Hates. I do not have to see him in person, so it's tolerable. However, I should have been a semicolon, however, comma. I'm sorry. There was a bizarre incident last week that has me puzzled. Whilst talking in person to me and the coworker, he reached into his pocket, pulled out a bullet, looked at it, and then put it back in his pocket. it was a pleasant tone of conversation that we were having, but me and my coworker are puzzled. He is a hunter, so maybe he was wondering what was in his pocket, pulled it out to take a look, realized what it was, and put it back. Or was this some power play that is going completely over my head? To put things in context, I live where there is strict gun control and you cannot open carry. To see a gun is a big deal in my town.
Where you live at?
States.
Probably Washington, D.C.
So, like, let's calm down a little bit. I think I would have said something at the moment. I would have been like, what's going on there? You know what I mean?
Like, what the hell is that? That's what I would have said.
Like, I would have reacted to it at the moment. I wouldn't react later on because, I mean, if he was showing you that bullet, like, I got guns, I'll take care of you. And, like, you probably should have said something before, not after.
Do you go to HR, though? I mean, I don't know. I might. I mean, if I feel like I was threatened, I would go to HR.
I would actually, here's what I would do. Not only would I absolutely feel threatened, I'm like, oh, let me see that. And I'm running that pup right over to HR fast as I can.
Look what I got.
They're going to fire you. And they're going to tackle you. You're going to have public safety tackling your ass in the middle of HR trying to report. Public
safety. Next, they're going to snatch my badge.
Seize him. He's got a bullet. You be the one arrested up in jail. Yeah, white man gonna say, I ain't never seen that bullet in my life.
The person was white. They never said that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They didn't say that. I would assume, though. Do you guys think that this is something that should be reported?
Yes.
Absolutely. And you have to, here's the thing, though. When you report it, you have to use words like hostile environment, like hostile, like you got to use them.
They said in here it was a.
Not with a bullet.
Conversation.
Not with a bullet. No conversation is good when a bullet's involved. And then that creates instant hostility and stress, and it's like I can't work in that environment. I'm paranoid. I'm traumatized. You got to use those kind of words.
A pleasant tone of conversation is what they say.
It wasn't pleasant. Change that in the email to HR.
And usually when people are about to kill you, they're probably not screaming and yelling. They might be pleasant if they're trying to plan a murder. Like they want you to feel like you're their friend so they can kill you without suspicion.
So you think it was a power play? I don't know. I feel like it was just a mistake.
I don't think it was a power play. I think it was one that's like, good, I got you. Keep effing around. I'll take you out. Also, I don't think this should be reported. I think this should have already been reported.
It's too late now.
Probably.
Statute of limitations is gone. You missed a golden opportunity, kid.
Kid. All right, let's do topic number three. It's long. So I'm just going to warn you.
Didn't do it though.
It's long, but it's kind of, I mean, you could do number one or three. They're kind of like similar. They're both about sex.
Yeah.
Let's just do three.
Can you read it?
You want me to read it? What is
this essay? Oh,
I'll read it. My small bedroom looks directly into my neighbor's kitchen, living room, and bathroom. We're close enough that their apartment takes up my entire view. I literally can't look out my window without looking into their apartment. 3 years ago, a poly couple moved in, took down the existing shades, and never replaced them. I guess that means like polygamy. Polyamory. Since then, I've been forced into being a part of their lives, from exposure to the most mundane activities, cooking and watching TV, to the most personal bowel movements, spanking sessions, showers, fights, pubic hair maintenance routines, and a never-ending stream of sexual partners. The couple once crashed a party at my house. While I was chatting with them, I mentioned how much I could see into their place. When I took them upstairs to show them, they acknowledged that I have a surprisingly excellent view, but then laughed and told me that they were poly exhibitionists. Then they laughed and made comments about how much weed I smoke and what my daily routines are. I laughed too, feeling super awkward and gross, but not knowing how to respond. That was 2 years ago, and I'm still forced to watch them day in and day out. I try not to pay them any attention, but it's basically impossible unless I keep my curtains closed at all times. I do keep them closed as much as possible, but I don't want me or my plants to have to live in darkness just because these people think everyone wants to watch them F. I'm not at all interested in being any part of their lives, most especially their sexcapades, which I never consented to being a part of. My privacy is incredibly important to me, and I'm angry that they do not do their part to respect it. Even more gross, I worry that they're getting off on watching me. Oh, go through. That is arrogance right there. Am I solely responsible for protecting my privacy and theirs simply because I'm the only one bothered by it? Aren't having and using curtains part of the unwritten rules of urban decorum? And shouldn't exhibitionists be expected to get consent from people watching them? Is there anything I can do about this other than, quote, stay mad and ugly, end quote?
Oh, you're a fan. You watched the show.
You're a fan.
You watched the show. I like you. Okay. Yeah. Your privacy is so important. Like, I'm so offended for you. Like, I want to call the homeowner associations for you. Like, I'm team you. I'm team you all the way.
What was your answer before stay mad, stay ugly? What was that answer?
Stay mad, like, stay ugly?
That's like, you sound a little bit ridiculous because, like, when you said the person said this to you, I told you that I'm watching you. You laugh? Like, okay. Like, then it's okay then. You can't get mad now. Like, you already, you accepted this.
I mean, but they can still, like, you just don't know what to say in the moment. So that's why they kind of did a nervous laugh.
I never get like that. I always know what to say in the moment.
Always. And you better believe it.
If somebody says something like that to me, like that,
Is there anything they can do about it? Like, besides close their curtains?
File a complaint with the apartment people, request a new apartment, go move somewhere. But I mean, stop looking out your window. Like, which you keep looking at them, and then you go mention it to them, and then you got mad because they said they watching you, and they mad at what you do. Like, you can't have it both ways now.
I just don't ever think if you feel uncomfortable about something, like, why are people not speaking up? Like, that is weird. Like, you're looking at me, telling me what I do, how much
maybe it's not there, but maybe it's not their complex. Like, you know, like in New York, like, you can have, like, you live in a completely adjacent complex, but they're two different complexes. So, like, you can't really complain to your complex. You have to complain to their complex, and they're not going to give a shit about you because you're not their tenant.
But I'm pretty sure it's illegal though. Like, I'll call the cops.
But you go and tell the cops, look, they naked over there. They gonna say close your window.
I would be like, I'm being stalked. I was walking outside the other day, they said hi to me and they opened their hand and I saw a bullet in their hand.
Dex always knows how to work it.
Yeah.
All right. For more questions, hit us up, brotalklive.com/questions. I can't believe we're going long this week and we don't even have time. This is crazy.
Well, that's why we're going long, because it's not boring.
just a time. Speaking of not being boring, last week we did the Thanksgiving dinner cook off. It was what a time.
I know.
Door number one was Ty's. He was supposed to make macaroni and cheese that was actually made by Bill on Ty's behalf because Ty actually had the baby on Thanksgiving. Because
they go together.
Because
they go together.
We asked Bro Talk Live on Instagram, our crew, and they decided that 63% loved what they saw. So that is the early leader in the Bro Talk Challenge. Door number two, behind door number two was me. I got to take my pick, and I picked the easiest thing I could possibly pick, which was bread. People didn't like it, though.
First of all, my dry.
It was not dry. It was very moist. It was delicious, especially that pumpkin.
You don't know how to make rolls. You pathetic.
What?
46% people liked my rolls and pumpkin bread. 54% thought it was dry, even though they didn't taste it. Speaking of ill, Dex was tasked with making green bean casserole. The girls didn't love it. They decided to give you 39%. People said that Dex's version of green bean casserole looked good. 61 said it was a no for me. So that's good for last place.
And most people who watch the show are black and they don't eat onions and they don't eat
They don't drink water.
They don't drink water.
Bill was tasked with making latest topped apple pie. He went to the store, purchased it, and got an 80.
You are a yes. I want you to know I didn't purchase anything. I made that. And I can get your life, Jason. Why you gotta be such a hater? Because anybody make your dry bread.
No, I definitely think Will made that pie. You can tell by the dirty dishes in the sink behind it. And like, you get no points for presentation.
Look at that nasty spoon behind it. What is that, Bill? What is that spoon from?
Dirty is kitchen.
What is that?
I was also making the yams. So
is that? That shit got you disqualified. Seriously. First of all, because that's hazardous material.
No, your face is hazardous material. You would ate it. You ate that pie.
Congrats to Bill winning the Thanksgiving cookoff. Today's Giving Tuesday.
Congratulations.
That's the wrong beat, though. Oh, this is from 2017. This little slide is from 2017. I didn't even know that until just now. Giving Tuesday is today. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a couple of stories. You need to tell me what you're going to give these people. TMZ caught up with Tyrese's ex-wife, baby mom, and she's still trying to get child support from Tyrese. They asked her what she's doing to secure some funds for herself. She said, I am working. I'm working on my book. I'm working on my life, and I'm running errands at home. Tyrese's attorneys say that she's full of crap and she's not working on anything. And she's just relying on Tyrese to pay her bills. So what are we giving this young lady, Norma, for Giving Tuesday?
Giving her a seat.
Give her a job?
In the unemployment office.
We're giving her an entry to Stunt Queen of the Year.
They asked her what she's working on. She said, I'm working on my life. Working on living my life. This untouched island was in the Sentinel Islands.
We already know what we're giving them.
Was touched by an American missionary who was abrupt. Was he American? He was a missionary. Maybe he's Australian or something like that. And he was abruptly killed once he made contact with the tribesmen. This is not the first person they have killed trying to get to their island. A few dozen people who have lived on this island are one of the last uncontacted tribes on Earth. And, you know, saying they shoot helicopters and they kill people who come to their islands. So, guys, what are we giving these untouched Sentinelese people?
We're giving them, like, the black power fist. Like, y'all, listen, that man went over there and was like, hey, I want you to meet Jesus. They were like, you first.
My man tried to come over there being Christopher Columbus, and they were like, not in 2018.
They are having
Christopher. We acknowledge as Wallace. How about that, right?
How about them apples? And let me tell you something. The shade is, like, the cops can't do nothing about it, and the fishermen that rolled his tail over there, they said they saw him. They saw them Sentinelese people rope around that body, start dragging it. They peeled out of there so fast.
But wait, am I the only person who was like amazed to know that there are places that are like uncharted territories in this country still? I did not know.
Not country in the world.
I'm sorry. In this world.
That's not the only country.
Huh?
I thought Jason said that's the only country. I was going to say that's not the only one. There's a place on the watch that like they still eat people that like try to come up on them.
Yeah, there's still some uncharted tribes. Like there's one in Brazil. There's a couple. There's a few.
Now, after reading this, I officially believe in aliens. Like, I mean, that's not like far-fetched coming from me, obviously, but like, I really do believe that there's other life out there. Like, this is like other life out there. Like, this
they've been untouched for 55,000 years. You think they're going to let this man? Hey, have you heard the good news? My name is Bill. Absolutely.
So you got a minute to talk about Jesus?
What do you think they did with them little pamphlets that he probably handed them?
Threw them back in the water. Same thing we do in the joke. Never mind.
There's a group out there called, we're going to move right on. There's a group out there called City Girls. And they're kind of a ratchet group from Miami. They make strip club anthems. One of the artists is in jail. The other artist went to the Breakfast Club to talk about their successes as a group. Her name's Young Miami, and this is what she had to say about her upbringing, I guess, in the trap in Miami.
I had sex when I was 13.
Mm.
So.
He's your age, though?
He's 26. I'm 24.
Oh, okay.
25.
So he was 15, you were 13.
He was in the third. I was in the third. He was in the fifth.
At 13? At 13? Wait a minute. Y'all was in 3rd and 5th grade at 13 and 15? What?
When I heard that, I was like, how the hell? How many times do you have to fail?
Hey, Siri. What grade are you in at the age of 13?
9th. You were supposed to be in either 9th or 10th.
I found something on the web about what grade are you in at the age of 13. Check it out.
Well, tell me, bitch, like, what the fuck?
I think you're asking the wrong question.
Your Siri stuff is so stupid.
I'm asking the wrong question. Hey,
well,
Siri,
I know your first grade, you're six.
You have to fail third grade to be 13.
You should be 8 or 9 in third grade.
My web search turns something up for how old many times do you have to fail third grade to be 13?
Grade retention. Let's get a gander at that.
It has to be 4 or 5 times. Like, third grade and you're 13? Third grades are like 8 or 9.
Because they put you out of school at 21. Like, if you mess up and you still in school by the age of 21, like, that, you done. Like, you done 19 at the latest.
I just don't understand how you confuse third grade with eighth grade. Like, that's so bizarre.
There's no way she confused third, because she said he was in the fifth. So they was both dumb.
Like, are y'all stupid? Like, is you dumb, dumb? Like, you dumb.
Like, you can't be telling people that, though. Like, she said it like it was normal. Like, you know, I was in third, he was in the fifth. Like, why are you having sex in the third grade?
And I feel like she was lying, because that thing rolled right off of that tongue.
Like, she practiced it?
She practiced it.
Lauryn Hill was supposed to do a concert over in Paris. She posted the following apology. We apologize for the late start. We're working through the kinks of moving the production to Europe with time changes and curfew restrictions. We've had a few challenges in these early shows. Reportedly, she showed up an hour and a half late for this concert and performed for 32 smooth minutes. She sped that album up like she knows how to do and got that album in and out in 32 minutes flat. People were pissed. Lee Jackson said, "It's a real shame, such amazing talent, but I didn't get tickets for this unique show and one of my favorite albums for exactly this reason." Lauren, you are known as always being late. This is a white man. Lauren, you are known for always being late, and it's just not acceptable. The power to be on time is in your hands. And a 32-minute show, he was pissed. Another Caucasian lady, Layla Bersabe, I guess she's Le Français. You're joking, right? Better refund your dear audience for tonight. That will be the only truth we can accept. And please forget Paris. Marianne Colleen, definitely. Oh, that says Manon. Manon Colleen. No excuse. Don't blame anyone but yourself. But you're not showing much respect to this album. Maybe you should let other artists tour with it.
Ooh.
That was nasty, wasn't it?
Listen, these people are pissed.
What are we giving Lauryn Hill? Like, are we giving her an alarm clock? Like, what are we giving her?
A seat.
Well, at least she sells out her shows.
She does not sell out her shows.
You don't think so?
I know she doesn't.
Enough people complain, so it seems like she does. Are we giving Lauryn Hill anything else?
Entry to the Bro Talk Live Awards. She's in the running. Stunt queen of the decade at this point. You've been touring out the same album for 20 years and still can't show up on time and perform the songs. And when you do perform them, you speed them up. Enough is enough.
She put them things on turbo, don't she?
Actually, to be honest with you, I think we should give Lauryn Hill like a trophy.
A lifetime achievement award?
Yeah, because if you have people dumb enough to spend money on you after they know that you are going to show up late, you're going to speed up the songs, you're not going to do much, and you're going to stand in one spot, people are still dumb enough to do that after 20 years. Yeah, you might not be the problem.
Like, she's doing something.
Dummy.
All right, moving on. Time for Dex's BS Report.
Speaking of dummies. All right, so you guys know how I do the BS Report. It's two truths and a lie. So I've told three stories. Two of them are the truth, and one of them is a lie. So in Florida, there was a man who was arrested for smoking in the maternity ward. So apparently the man was very stressed after his wife had given birth to their first child. He went into the maternity ward to take a peek at the baby and decided to just spark up a bit. A nurse then saw him and like complained, like, you can't be smoking around these kids, what, so forth and so on. The man did not put out his drug of choice, and she called the cops and he was arrested. And
you were watching just a cigarette?
No, he's smoking weed, marijuana.
No.
And he was charged with possession too.
Celebratory spliff.
Share with the kids.
Cool.
So there is a really big bizarre story that's going around that a lot of people do not have poop knives. So like a lot of people, like, they, when you're in your bathroom, you know, you have your plunger, you know, you have your cleaning supplies,
uh-huh,
and you have a poop knife. So there is a man who's now like super pissed off or whatever, and he's complaining about his, he's complaining to his friends. He actually complained to the media. He's doing a lot of complaining that he's gone to friends' houses and they do not have poop poop knives. This guy is actually a janitor, and he's very upset about this because when you use the bathroom and it's not, you know, and it's solid, you're supposed to use the knife to cut it up a little bit before you actually flush the toilet. Before you flush the toilet, like, you're supposed to do that so that it's
easier.
So that it flows a little bit easier, and people are not doing that, and he's very upset about it. And finally, there have been, if you're an Uber driver,
hold up. I just one question about this poop knife. Is it like a samurai sword? Like, how big is it?
Like a little pocket knife or whatever that you can use to dice it up.
You got
to
stick your hand all the way in the toilet? That water?
It's your stuff.
Ew, you're not touching that.
That's disgusting.
I was hoping it was like a nice little handle.
So I take it that you guys don't have poop knives handy.
No, I ain't got no
poop. Do you?
So if you guys take Uber or Lyft, you might want to always use the app when you're ordering it. Apparently, there's a situation going on where people are, women mostly, but and men too, but people are getting into Ubers, not using the app, but getting into Ubers, and then they're being kidnapped. So basically, the person, they get into the Uber, the car drives around, and they tell them, I'm not letting you out of this car until you give me your underwear. And they're being forced to take off their underwear and give it to this driver, and then they let them out at a random spot. So if you guys, it's a PSA, I guess, and a BS report. So if you guys are driving Ubers or taking Ubers or taking Lyfts or even taxi cabs at this point, make sure you're using the app to order them. And that's the Dex's BS report. Truths and lies. What do you guys think?
Just don't wear no underwear. That'll fix it too.
Yeah.
How about if this person is in the front seat and I'm in the back seat? You ain't never watched the movies when people getting choked out in the front seat? Okay.
You just hold a wire in your hand. You just go, just go around the throat.
While they driving, see if this smell like chloroform. No way.
You just carrying chloroform with you? I think that last one's a lie. You said it's two truths and a lie or two lies and a truth?
Two truths and a lie.
Oh, that makes it hard.
That poop knife is a lie. Unless it came out of Florida. If it came out of Florida, it's the truth.
Yeah, the poop. I'm surprised two of these are a truth. The poop knife got to be a lie. There's no way someone's putting a knife in the toilet to cut up your poop.
Like, that's anything.
How big is your poop?
Like, what are you eating?
I don't know. So what do you guys think that was the lie?
Yeah, we think the poop is a lie, the poop knife.
Now, I don't know exactly what state this came out of, but the poop knife thing is true. Like, that is a thing that's happening right now. The lie was the Uber story. However, it is happening. Like, the people are being robbed. Like, they're telling people, like, you need to give me this, that, and the third or whatever for me to let you out. They're not taking their underwear. That was just me being me. But
how,
like,
can you even get in an Uber without ordering it?
Like, sometimes if you're out.
People cash apping people money and then just showing up.
Yeah, and if you're out sometimes, you'll see, like, the light for, like, the Uber or Lyft. You can get in there, and then you just let them know where you're going, and then they'll just charge you for it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I've never done that, but when I talked about this story in a meeting today, like, that's what they were saying. Like, that's how it it works.
I never knew that. Two different Americans.
Let me tell you, you ain't getting that from me. Ain't no way. We all going to hit that pole, crashes up.
You're not going to take off your underwear for him?
No, because I think about it, you're taking off your underwear, then they're dropping you off in this random spot.
And then you ain't got no drawers. It's 3 degrees outside, you ain't got no drawers.
Like, what you going to do? Like, do you want the pants too, or you just going to keep the underwear? Like, that's what I don't get. Like, do I get the pants back?
Yeah, this is my favorite pair.
Time for seats.
It is time for the section of the show where the people who have tried you and grinded your gears get to sit in peace.
In peace.
Who worked on those this week?
Do I have a seat? Anybody got a seat?
So I do have a seat, right? And you, Jason, you can attest to this. Will, you can too. So I remember on this show, people who watch the show too, you guys will know, Ty and Will always come on the show and they're like, oh, I have this seat, but I can't give it. And it always used to drive me insane because I'm like, well, then why would you mention it? You have to say it. I know how that feels now. Like, I have a seat and it's like really on the tip of my tongue and I'm going to give it. Like, I have to give it. But it's like, I know that I shouldn't give it because it's like, I just know that I shouldn't give it, but I'll do it. So,
oh, no.
today is Giving Tuesday, right? And this morning, like, I saw that Lincoln University was they're promoting like giving, so I did it. And I personally do not like for people to know like how much money I donate to stuff, because I just don't need you. I just don't think that's appropriate. Like, but for this one, I was like, you know, when I'm reading the things, I'm like, oh my, all these people are from like the class of 87 and, you know, older classes. And I want to put like a larger amount out there so that people from my class will see it and probably do the same thing. That was my thought process. So then I do it at 7 o'clock this morning, and then I get a text message from someone who goes, can I borrow money from you? And like, I was so offended by it, because it's like, you, first of all, we don't talk on a regular. So you only say that because you saw the amount that I gave to the school. And I was just, I've just never been more offended. Like, that really offended me. Like, I'm so pissed about that.
Well, maybe they thought you had some extra money to give out so you can give to that damn charity.
Or Giving Tuesday. Maybe they watch the show and they know that you have a history of letting people borrow money.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I didn't really want to give the seats, because I know they watch the show.
Well, I feel like maybe they thought you had some money to spare, and it is Giving Tuesday, so you could give to them too. So
yeah, Dex, just cash at me $1,000 real quick. I just want to see if mine working. Kill Bill 4-for-2.
I don't have $1,000 to cash out.
How do you keep money in your cash? Like, I don't understand how people just have like whole ass bank accounts in their Cash Apps. Like, that's,
well, for me, like, the money I have in my Cash App is because like when I'm out and around people, people will send me money and stuff.
Why? And, like, what services are you rendering?
Like sometimes, like if I go for, like, work wise, we go out to lunch like literally every day.
Stand it up, sis. Come on, sound it out.
We go out to lunch like all the time. So it's just like, oh, here, like, you just cash at me the money, I'll put it in my card. Or like, mm-hmm. We'll go somewhere and I'll pay for something for somebody. Or I go half on a gift with somebody. Like,
and that's why people's asking you for some damn money. See, this
people
is
literally cash at me every single day. Like, there's always something with Cash App or whatever. Like, I'm always sending or receiving money. So there's always money in there.
That's so you could have cashed at them that little lump sum that you have, and you could have been about your day.
Dex, what you doing this weekend? You want to go shopping? We'll go Christmas shopping this weekend.
I really want you guys to know that I'm very poor. Like, don't get it twisted at all. I am very poor.
Like old days, we can just go, me and you, Christmas shopping like old times.
Stealing. Just kidding, we don't do that.
Stealing.
Do you have a seat?
I can't give it. I do, but I really can't give it.
My seat's going to go to, it's going to sound bad, but my hometown, Baltimore. You guys got to do better. Like, I went down there for 2 weeks to visit my grandmother, and it's just so depressing. Like, you go through, you know, some of the inner city to, you know, think, because we got to get to the hospital, and you have to go through, you know, Belvedere and stuff like that in West Baltimore to get to
Belvedere.
Yeah. And it's like just drug infested. It's like, it just looks really bad. And I mean, I'm not sure if anyone that's watching this have people in their family that are addicted to drugs and stuff like that. And I know it's hard, but just don't give up on people, because, you know, you just see people out there and they look like zombies. And then you wonder why they're treated like they're treated when they're, you know, going and being incarcerated, because they're literally walking in there as just zombies, and they have no sort of values when they go in there, because they're just used to living on the street. And it's really sad when you see people in that element, you know, saying, and it's really nothing you can do about it. Like, there's no amount of money that I could really give them. I'll give them money, they'll use it to buy drugs. So if you just have people in your life, just don't give up on them if they're struggling. Don't let them just be on the street all day. Continue to fight, continue to try to get them help, because a lot of times it's just that last time that you try to do it that they might come out. I'm not saying that you're going to be victorious every time, but it's just too many people out here in the inner cities on the street with no hope. And it looks terrible.
Can I play devil's advocate real quick?
Yeah.
So let's say you just start housing them up, and next thing you know, you ain't got no pipes. Like, what do you do when they start stealing from you? And I'm telling you, because I know, and I'm not saying like nothing I done heard I'm telling you something I know from experience. Like, what do? You start housing people and you're like, oh, I feel so bad. And now you ain't got no heat in your house because they didn't stole your pipes or they didn't sold your water heater to the crackhead down the street so they can get some heroin or they didn't stole up your fine china. Like, these are the things that happen. That's why people put them out, because I don't want you like stealing money out of my wallet and like going to, absolutely not. Because what happens is when people get high, their body stops making serotonin. So they don't even know the difference between right and wrong at this point. No, thank you. I'm not taking that chance.
A holiday message. A holiday message from Bill.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue it. You know, I know what happens, but it's just sad to see.
It's very sad. You know,
especially when it's freezing cold outside and you just see crackers out on the street with no clothes on, just trying to, you know, saying get a couple of dollars. It's really sad. So
here's what I will say. If you see them and you feel the need, if it moves your heart, I'm not saying necessarily give them money. Go buy them something to eat. Give them a pair of gloves, get some socks, get a coat. Like, there are other ways to help.
Don't let them in your house to steal your pipes. Don't let
nigga take anything that ain't nailed down.
All right. Anything else? You guys good? No. All right. One more show before the Bro Talk Awards. Those will start up towards the end of the month. So we cannot wait for you guys to see that. You guys have any final shout outs to give to the good people of Gotham?
Yes, everyone who did anything for Giving Tuesday, I think that's amazing. So it was like, shout out to you guys for doing that. Shout out to like everyone tuning into the show today. Like my text messages have been like going off all day today. That, to me, that's exciting because that shows that you guys are really like watching the show and supporting me and supporting the guys. And we all really appreciate that. And I also want to give a really big shout out to Vince, because like, he's really kept my sanity this week. And the reason I say that is because like, I watch wrestling. I was really going to give this out as a seat, but you know, I want to work there one day, so I won't. But like, I don't have a lot of people to complain about because you guys won't listen to me. And like, he listens to me complain about it. And like, really, it means a lot.
We listen to you. I feel like
you listen. No, you do not listen to me complain about wrestling.
I don't know any of the new girls. I'm sorry. So all I know is like the old ones.
Yeah, there's a problem though. They won't go away.
All right. You guys, like I said, next week's last show of 2018, last regular show of 2018. Bill, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, the creator of SpongeBob died.
Yeah, Stephen Hillenbrand. He's also an alumnus of the college that I work at. So rest in peace to him and all of the CalArts community. Watch your SpongeBob marathon. So I'm sure they'll be on Nickelodeon all week long. They're going to do a programming change. I guarantee it.
Oh, you all know right. They would.
Can we just give a quick shout out to my barber? Like, that man really is like a miracle worker. Remember I was bald headed? Like,
oh, good. For Dex, for Bill, my name is Jason. Have a good week. We out.